Hello, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Thursday. As the end of the week draws near, I'm sure that by now I'm so ready to be home. You see, I'm traveling for work this week, so I'm recording these podcasts before I go. But I also know myself, and no matter how much good and important stuff I'm getting done this week, after about 3 to 4 days away, I really start to miss my family. I miss my wife, my kids, my pets. Work trips are times when it's easier for me to find moments of silence because I'm usually in a hotel room by myself. I enjoy the first day or two and try to take advantage of it, but by now, I'm sure I'm missing the conversation, the laughs, the shouts, and even the barks. More than anything, I miss their presence, being with them. Because as much as I can play up how noisy my house gets, we do have moments of quiet together too. I think about cold Saturday mornings in the winter. I get up early and I make a fire in the fireplace. I sit down to start my quiet time of reading the Bible and praying, and usually our cat ends up in my lap and our dog at my feet. Then, after a bit, my daughter wakes up, stumbles out of her room, and snuggles in close next to me. We sit and watch the fire, soaking in the warmth. 30 minutes might pass before either of us says anything. But we don't need to say anything. In these moments, we don't need words to say good morning or I love you. Being present with each other is enough. Can you think of a time like that? When someone was with you and they maybe didn't say much, but them being there made you feel safe and loved? Maybe it was when you were sick and your adult sat by your bedside or laid down with you. Maybe it was during a thunderstorm that was scary and someone held your hand to calm you down. Or maybe you saw something amazing, like when I visited the Grand Canyon or attended Grace Harbor's 4th of July fireworks show last summer, and having someone to share the experience with made it even more special. Once you've got yours, go ahead and share it with your family. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast and I'll be right here when you get back. It's really important for me to be reminded of moments like this because I can be the talker in our family. I like to ask questions, I like to crack jokes, and especially when someone is upset, I feel this urge inside to try to say something to make them feel better. Are any of you like that too? While the intention is good, the impact can be very different. Sometimes I find the right words, sometimes I don't. And sometimes, there really aren't any right words. We can't solve someone's problems. We don't have answers to their questions. But what we can be is present. And letting someone know that they're not alone can be the most comforting feeling of all. And can I let you know something that may not make complete sense when you first hear it? Sometimes, experiencing God's presence can be more comforting than getting what feels like answers to our questions or challenges. Trust me, I like information and I like guidance. When I'm struggling, my brain likes to tell me that if I could just get a little more information or advice, then I'll understand better or know what to do. And again, that can certainly be helpful. But even if my brain is satisfied, my heart might still be hurting. And what helps my heart is usually not more words, but presence. God's presence. My wife's presence. My kids holding my hand. My cat sitting in my lap. My dog following me around the house. When I recognize that I'm not alone, it's like my heart says to my brain, we might not have all the answers right now, but we're surrounded by people who love us and we'll figure it out together. So, when we think about practicing silence, we can think about two sides of the same coin. When we find moments or make moments of stillness and quiet, one of the ways God can show up is through the feeling that God is present with us. Now, God is always present with us, but sometimes it takes slowing down to notice it. At the same time, when we offer our presence to others, we're inviting them into the practice of silence, and they might receive the feeling of God's presence and love through us. Isn't that amazing? So that's maybe something you can focus on tonight as you wind down. Instead of having a discussion, what if you sat quietly together on the couch or in a big chair? What if you all squeezed into your bed tonight? It doesn't need to be super long, but try taking a few minutes to just be together. Notice each other's warmth and breath. Sit in a lap or hold a hand. Scratch someone's back or run your fingers through their hair. And notice how the quiet presence of each other makes you feel. Okay, let's wrap up our time together with a prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you that you are always with us, and we ask that you would make your presence known to us in ways we can notice. We thank you, too, that even when we don't know what to say, we still have something valuable to offer others, our presence. May our presence remind others of your presence and your love. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Thursday, and we'll close out the week tomorrow.